Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio from the Venice Film Festival. I'm Angela Cerbi. I'm here with Pascal Dio, the director of the Venice Production Bridge. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Angelo.
We are used to do this kind of meetings at the beginning, at the end of every year. This year is a weird one. It's a new dimension, if we can say so, of the film market. So can you tell us, how do you work to build up this edition in this COVID times?
It has been quite challenging because, as everyone, when we started to discuss early February, end of January, beginning of February, everything was supposed to be normal and so on. And suddenly the pandemic arrived. And so we had suddenly to see how we could adapt ourselves to this. As we were this year starting 1 week later, we said, okay, let's wait until the end of June to take a final decision. But from now on, let's work on things which can be with a plan B and so on, trying to, in any case, to do something in physic, in person and on site. And so that's what we did. And when we saw that, unfortunately, it was not going to improve in such a way that we would be able to have a normal festival, what we decided is that because, for instance, the main problem was the capacity which was available in each theater, which is half of the theater, the festival needed to have all theaters available in order to... So what we decided for the market is that all the video, digital video library, all the market screenings, and Final Cut in Venice, which is a screening of work in progress, as you know, coming from Africa and the Middle East, should be online. And then we discovered that we couldn't have also the Lazzaretto Island to host all the VR activities. So we decided also, and it was also a kind of wish from Michel and Liz, who are our curators on VR, to have everything online. And so we have created a special VR platform in order to welcome the 40 titles which are in competition for the official selection. And also all the VR projects that I have in the Venice Gap financing market, as well as the Biennale College VR. They have 11 projects this year. And so we decided to put everything on online. And so to have a kind of hybrid edition with on-site thing. For instance, Gap financing, we have the feature films, fiction and documentary, on site and in person.
With very good projects, actually, this year.
With big projects, yes, indeed. Yeah, with very big project. And also the book adaptation rights market with all the publishers. We have less publishers because, as you know, publishing has been really touched, if I can say so, by this pandemic. So we have 18 publishers who came.
And then there was, I think, geographical problems too.
So and then
people
after that
cannot come.
And then automatically, as you say, we have geographical problems. So because we have selected some projects coming from either America or from Asia. And so for both of them, as they are not allowed to come, but we will do everything, the one-to-one meetings and everything, through dedicated Zoom rooms with them.
So it was a new effort, also a new technological effort on your side to do it, because you have to set up.
Absolutely, we had to set up everything. And so that's why we decided at the same time to go a little bit further. And so to, for instance, for the panels, we did know that finally it would also be a kind of hybrid edition. So we would have some panelists on site, some other online. And so we decided also, okay, let's try to have our own VPB live channel, which is open to everyone, not only to accredited people, on the VeniceProductionBridge.org website. And we will stream live all the panels that we will have, both online and mm-hmm. and on site.
And do you think that you are setting a precedent for the future, or is just this weird 2020 edition that it is going to be like this? Because, you know, I mean, your aim is to make a service to the film industry through producers and financiers and stuff. So the opening to everybody is it's very generous and very intended to involve more people into it. But if next year, hopefully, very hopefully, everything is coming back to normal or quasi-normal, how are you going to do it? Did you think already about that?
I think we should probably keep on this, mm-hmm. I would say, open door mm-hmm. Of part of our industry to everyone. Mm-hmm. After that, I think probably some section like the VR would perhaps stay partly online mm-hmm. because they are discovering that it's working very well and they can touch finally and reach a very, very large audience.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Far bigger than having, of course, an on-site event. Mm-hmm. As far as the other project and so on, I know because I had a lot of professionals during the summer on the phone, and they were all eager, really, to come back. Mm-hmm. Because if they are doing this industry, it's to share,
network,
it's to meet people.
Exactly.
We can't through Zoom, Skype, and all this
I know. I mean,
it's
not the same. We always said that the Venice market has this peculiarity of being very intimate, very homely.
Absolutely.
So people can come here and enjoy the company of others. So this is the key thing. And I think when it works here, mostly it works in any market. I mean, in the bigger ones, you need to talk, face people when you talk. So this will be the hope that we all have.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Listen, how you think that this edition is will affect the economy of a market? I mean, the sales, the productions, the co-productions. Do you think that this lack of meetings, physical meetings, could be detrimental or could be like not?
What I can tell you is, to give you an example, last year I had 2,700 professionals mm-hmm. attending the Venice Production Bridge. This year, up to now, we have 1,400 who have confirmed that they will be on site. Mm-hmm. So we still will have quite a lot of meetings.
Oh, yeah.
Because up to now, we have more than 500 meetings for the gap financing market, for instance, which are confirmed. So I think it's we should be able, I would say, to help the industry to resume talks, deals, cooperation, co-production, and so on and so on. And I think, from what I see, that unfortunately we will perhaps be the only on-site market and physical mm-hmm. market this year mm-hmm. after Berlin, I would say. So, because when I see that a lot of them are the American film market, Tokyo, Busan,
Asia,
they are all saying that it will be online. So we are the only one. So I hope we will really, and this is our aim. And as you know, we are really focusing on producers, and the producers, they need to meet.
Yeah, absolutely. This is
the key.
And I think that the fact that the festival is happening, that the market is happening, is a sign that all the world is looking at in order to see how can this be done? Can it be done? If yes, how? And if it's doable, everybody can do it. So it could be like the new Venice 0.0, you know,
absolutely.
Instead of Venice 77. Okay, so
you are right to highlight on this. We are also, of course, having quite perhaps heavy constraint health measure, but because of this, mm-hmm. at the same time, what we want, because it's our first goal, is to have people safe, being mm-hmm. safe.
Yeah, of course.
So we are quite strict about mm-hmm. the mask, about entrance, exit, the social distancing, and so on.
And, you know,
on.
People are complaining, but they are following the rules anyway.
Yes,
so nobody
is
rebelling.
Of course, because it's for them. First of all, it's for them.
No, I mean, I was talking yesterday with an actress that we interviewed, that she was saying, I'm so happy to be here. Whatever is the complications, I'm so happy, because this is like, we can demonstrate that we can start to work again, which is what everybody does. So, Pascal, we're going to talk again after the end of the Venice production priest. So especially if which numbers, because we need to talk about numbers, but wasn't the case now. And so thank you very much for being with us. Thanks out to Pascal Dio, the director of the Venice Production Bridge here in Venice. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.